Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say sweet dreams in Chinese. We have a very qualified person to share with us, Charlie Molly, the lucid dreaming teacher. Hi, Charlie. 你好。
Hey, 你好。
I know you're a very well-known lucid dream teacher. And can you share with us why you started teaching people how to dream lucidly?
Well, I'd always been fascinated with the capacity to become aware within the dreams, which is what lucid dreaming is. Since I was a teenager, I'd been interested in this and bought some books and trained myself how to do it. And then in my mid-20s, my Buddhist teacher thought it was a good idea for me to start giving some talks and workshops, teaching people just the basics and fundamentals of how to practice the art of lucid dreaming. And then it kind of went from there and snowballed. And then I wrote this book and then another book. And then suddenly this seems to be what I'm doing with my life.
Mm-hmm.
But as you said before, actually, I was in the music world before I got into lucid dreaming. So I still feel probably more comfortable in the music scene than I do in the teaching meditation scene.
Right. And when did you first time discover that you were dreaming being awake at the same time?
Well, it was when I was about 12, I knew I was having these dreams. But actually, I realized more recently that I was having them earlier. Because when I was about 6 or 7, I remember wetting the bed when I was little.
Right.
And I would be asleep and I would wake up in the dream because I needed to pee. And I think, oh, I really need to pee. I should wake up. And then I think, oh, but I don't want to wake up because I'm scared of the dark. So maybe I'll just pee in the dream. So I'd pee in the dream and wet the bed and then wake up.
You're not the only one.
Brilliant. Oh, okay. That makes me feel much better. And actually, it's strange because I think, you know, this was, as a child, for you and for me, perhaps training us in that ability. Of course, I think there are probably easier and more hygienic ways to learn to lucid dream. But if a child does do that, then it has an interesting side effect.
So it's such an important subject. We are going to come back here because we spent a third of our lifetime sleeping and dreaming.
Yeah.
So we do need to know how to do it properly. The way to say that in Chinese, let's start with a dream. We say 梦.
Mong.
Mong is the fourth tone, so we go down, is the angry sound. Mong.
Mong.
Mong. Perfect. And the character is actually quite interesting. By knowing the characters, you get to know how Chinese people think about things or concepts. The character for dream, Mong, it's actually the combination between a person having his eyes wide open at night.
Huh.
And this is actually the symbol to describe a person just being frightened and then woken up from the nightmare.
Oh.
And in the sort of fuzzy mind status, that's wondering what's happening. Was that real? Was that part of the dream? Or that's just me? Or that's the real life? That type of thing.
That's interesting that there's a sense of awareness within the character.
It is.
The fact you'd expect the eyes to be closed, but the eyes are open. There's an inherent move towards awareness there that I don't think you get in other translations of the word.
That's right. And then, so mong, that means dream. But of course, when we say sweet dreams, that's English. And in Chinese, they said good dreams or beautiful dreams. So we say hao mong.
Hao mong.
Hao mong. Hao is good. We just say ni hao is you good. So hao mong.
Hao mong.
Hao mong, that means good dreams. And sometimes it's sort of interchangeable. People say beautiful dreams. So mei mong.
Mei mong.
Mei mong. Mei is a third tone. That means beautiful. So beautiful dreams. And in English, because it's not really direct translation, in English we say sweet dreams. In Chinese we said mei mong or hao mong.
And would you say that to people as they're going to bed?
Yeah, you can say that. And of course, if you really want to make it a bit more formal, you say, wish you a beautiful dream. So we add one more character in front, 祝好梦。
祝好梦。
祝好梦。And 祝 is to wish. And then it's a fourth tone. So I wish a beautiful dream. 祝好梦。
祝好梦。
祝好梦。I remember during the course when I was taking from your lucid dreaming workshop, you encouraged people to have some daydreams.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we've lost the art of napping, whereas children do it very well and animals seem to do it very well. But as humans, we try and stay awake for the whole day. And often by the end of the day, we're really tired.
Yep.
When actually the best thing to do is, if you can, is just for 20 minutes. It doesn't have to be full sleep, but just lying down, allowing the body to fully rest for at least 20 minutes in the middle of the day can give us more energy.
Right.
So often when people say, I'm too busy to have a nap, and I say the more busy you are, the more you need a nap. Because you need the energy to do all these busy things you got to do. So yeah, I would advise all listeners to take a nap.
You know, the way to say daydream,
yeah,
we say 白日梦.
白日梦.
白日梦. 白 is white.
白, yeah.
白, second tone, you go up, 白.
白.
Like bye-bye, 白, but you make it up, 白.
白.
White. 日.
日.
日. And you go down. 日, that means day.
日.
The white day. 日, 白日梦.
白日梦.
白日梦, that's a daydream.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. You know, I had a chat with Ariana Huffington, who is now promoting high-quality sleep. And then based on a lot of scientific research, she discovered that daydream, also having a nap during the day, it's good for human health.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's good for cardiovascular health.
Yep.
It's good for your nervous system. There's so much science saying that we should nap, and yet nobody does it. You know, if these companies who spend so much time trying to make more money, trying to be more productive, they could be so much more productive if they let their workers have a nap.
Yeah.
And even make sure their workers have enough sleep at night.
Yep.
Because sometimes we ask people to come into work so early and they leave so late that they're sleep deprived. So obviously for compassion would be the best reason, but even for the reason of just wanting your business to be more productive, sleep is really important for employees.
Yeah, she's now advising companies to have a sleeping room or a nap room in the companies.
Wow.
Yeah, that would be super cool. Maybe you guys should work together.
Oh, I'd love to meet her. Her TED talk all about sleep was really brilliant.
Yeah. And I wonder, you mentioned about a scientific benefit. What is the implication from a Tibetan Buddhism's perspective about daydreams?
There's nothing within Tibetan Buddhism that specifically talks about daytime sleeping, but there is something in Taoism which talks about something called the nap of the sleeping tiger, which was a process of having at least one, two, or sometimes up to three daytime sessions of sleep, short sleep sessions, maybe 20, 30 minutes, so that when you went to sleep at night, you weren't going to sleep out of fatigue. So you were actually very well rested.
Right.
So that when you went to sleep, you could engage the dream yoga, lucid dreaming practices with a lot more clarity, because you could go straight into dream rather than into the deeper, more restorative sleep stages.
Right.
So it seems like in Chinese spirituality, there's a long history of naps being really important for the spiritual process.
I think I'm going to have a nap very soon after this.
You deserve it.
Yeah. Since you're a lucid dreaming teacher, Charlie, we should learn how to say lucid dreaming in Chinese.
Yeah.
Only three characters.
Mm-hmm.
The last one is the same, 梦.
梦.
The dream. Yeah. And there are only two to go. 清醒.
清醒.
清醒. 清 means clear. Clarity.
Yeah.
The water is very clear and then you get clarity. 醒.
醒.
醒 is the second character. That means wide awake.
Ah, cool.
So you have
a clarity. A awake dream.
That's right. 清醒梦.
清醒梦.
清醒梦. And of course, in different translation, some people say 清明梦.
清明梦.
清明梦. 清 is the same. That means clarity.
Yeah.
And 明, that means brightness.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so it's quite similar. And 明 is the character, the combination between the sun and the moon. And because in ancient time, the sun and the moon were the sources of the light. So brightness.
I like that.
清明梦.
清明梦.
So now we know, as a teacher of lucid dreaming, you are 清醒梦老师.
Oh, wow. Okay, say that one again.
清醒梦老师.
清醒梦老师.
Yeah, 老师 is teacher. So 清醒梦, lucid dream. So Charlie is a 清醒梦老师.
清醒梦老师.
Well done. I think you are one of the best students. That's amazing.
Oh no, it doesn't feel like that.
Right. No, thank you, Charlie, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. Today we learn how to say sweet dreams, 好梦 or 美梦. We have Charlie with us. I hope you enjoyed it. And please don't forget to review us, rate us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见. 再见, Charlie.
再见.
再见. 再见.